This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Football Friday.
Good morning, everybody. The guy with the big voice is right. It's a Football Friday, and it's one of the best Football Fridays because we got six juicy playoff games to talk about, and no pressure because the Eagles are not playing till next weekend. This is perfect. And I got to tell you the truth, Rhea, I'm already playing with house money.
I know that.
I want you to know that. And I'm at the Borgata. Rhea's back at the station. John Johnson's here. Al Borghetti's here right in front of the Gypsy Bar. House money, because Al Morganti decreed moments ago that now I am cool. Because I, for 30 years, Rhea, have worn nothing on my large feet.
New
Balance. And New Balance now out. If Tyron Hatcher says it's cool, it's cool.
That's true.
All right. How about that, Al? What are you wearing? You got moccasins or something?
I got the Doc.
Johnson, what clearance rack did you get those shoes
from? Nothing says I give up like New Balance.
Oh, thanks, Johnson. Thanks. Well, I am not often been referred to as cool, so that's a good start to today. And we got a lot of ground to cover today, and boy, do we have great people to help us with it. Mike Lombardi at 7. I don't know anybody who understands the game of football better than Mike. He's called the Gridiron Genius. At 8, even though there's not an Eagles game, this is the first time it's ever happened now. We asked Dick Vermeil to come on because we got this story about what Gerard Jaworski told the other day, that Dick Vermeil, a Hall of Fame coach, used to beg his coordinator to run the ball with Marshall Faulk. They would. That's another coordinator who didn't like to run the ball. And Dick, we're hoping he's trashing Mike Martz today at all coordinators who don't like to run the ball. 9 o'clock. There's only one journalist that I know of who was able to quote Jeffrey Lurie. It is our own Marcus Hayes, Al. He got Jeff Lurie to talk about whether he roots for Doug Peterson, who he fired, or Andy Reid, who he fired. And we'll get stories of that. From Marcus Hayes and a lot more. Then at 9:40, from a cruise ship. We don't know how well this will work. Jay Black's checking it because Rhea gave me this thing yesterday, Al, indicating that the Cowboys are responsible for four of the highest-rated NFL games on TV this season. And that makes me nervous, Al, that the NFL will see to it via its assignment of referees to keep Dallas playing for a little while. That's
against
what I'm
Brady?
Thinking. Right, against Brady. That's right. Dallas gets bigger numbers than Brady. Although I'll tell you this, Rhea, Dallas and Brady, that's going to get a number on Monday night.
God.
That's going to get a number. But we got to start. I'm going to take you to start the show into the restroom right next to the Gypsy Bar where I take my morning, relief valve prior to a show.
In the bar?
And I'm in there. Yeah. No, I'm in there. No.
Why?
Right over there.
That's why you at
the Gypsy Bar.
I said across from the Gypsy. I don't go in the gym. There's no restroom.
Why are you
gypsy.
Telling us this?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm there, and I'm relieving myself, and a man comes in who works here, and, you know, he sees me rightly as an authority on football, and he goes, so what do you think? Is Hurts okay? And I went, well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm tackling that on the top of the show. Because, Al, we now have a lot more information than we had yesterday. Jalen Hurts talked, and we'll see if he gave us enough for us to make a – Al, yesterday I said I thought there was some sandbagging going on here.
Right.
They were playing up the injury.
Yeah.
And then they made sure yesterday when the media was there, he didn't throw the ball. That got them all nervous, too. All right? But I'm going to take you back to a couple of weeks ago. One of my emails reminded me of this because this theme was dropped just before and after last Sunday's win over the Giants.
Right.
And this was Nick Sirianni a couple of weeks ago talking about the superhuman healing powers of his quarterback.
He heals fast. He's a freak. His body is not like, pardon me, yours or mine. Right. And so I'm shaming myself there a little bit too. His body's not like ours. He heals fast. He came back fast from his injury last year. And you know, I will not rule him out. I will not put a timetable on him.
All right. Let me just say, he stopped saying that when he was telling us after the game that they knew before the game that it would, and I quote, hurt like hell for him to play.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks into his superhuman powers of recovering from a sprained shoulder, he was still hurting like hell. I'm not even buying that part of the story.
Hmm.
I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. The coaches tell you how great he is. So it'll be 5 weeks with one game played when they play the playoffs next year. If he's got superhuman healing power, he can't overcome a sprain in 5 weeks?
It might still hurt, but
I don't think so.
If it hurts, you take something, right?
Let me put it to you this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say that by some fluke, the Giants got that onside kick and scored.
Oh.
And now there's like 40 seconds to play, and the Eagles are down a point.
Right.
You think Hurts is running with the ball then if he's got an opening? Do you think Hurts is still protecting his health when they got to win the game?
No.
No. He's not, because he can do it when they need him to.
Yeah.
And they will need him to next weekend, and he will be 100% ready, even if he's not 100% healthy.
Yeah.
Now, I was trying to get that information from Hurts, but you know, he's kind of tough.
Yeah.
So Hurts is being interrogated yesterday by the media, and they started by asking him if he had played with this kind of injury.
Have you played with this injury before? You said it's a public one. Have you played with this type of injury before?
I've played with injuries before.
All right. That didn't give me a lot.
Gives you nothing.
Johnson, you got anything there?
No, he doesn't give you anything.
Rhea, nothing there?
Nada.
All right. All right. What about, is he going to be able to play unrestricted next Sunday?
Do you feel like you're going to be able to do everything you want to do physically a week from Sunday, whenever you play?
It's not Sunday, so I don't know.
I mean, how close to the Jalen Hurts we used to see do you feel like?
I can't give you a number. I think, you know that name is that name. You know, the man will be there.
And the last part of that, the man will be there. Is that like the deity?
I don't know. Sure,
that's what
I'm
words,
not
I'll
sure who the man's going to be.
I'll
but
play. I don't know.
Did you get anything out of that, Al?
I got that. It's hurt. That I got that. It hurts.
How about is he going to be 100% or how close to it? Let's try that one.
It's not the first time I've done it though. It's happened a number of times. I think this has been a very public venture, but I've been able to navigate that, and I have no problem with doing that. That's a thing that I have to kind of get my mind right to do, and you know, it takes what it takes. At the end of the day, if you want something done, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
All right, so here's where we are at this. So I'm not getting much there.
No.
He's not going to show his cards, and I don't expect him to. I have no problem with him keeping the cards close to the vest. But then he started talking about what an opportunity this was. And Al, it all started when he brought up Nick Sirianni's wife, because Nick Sirianni's wife was not fully enthusiastic with Jalen asking the coach to come in on their day off Monday to go over the tape of the Giants game. And he was talking about how important it is that they be ready next weekend. Listen to that.
I think Miss Sirianni gave me a hard time about that one, and his kids. But I told her we had business to attend to. So, again, you know, we have an opportunity of a lifetime. And obviously this past week has been a very crazy week in the NFL and across the world, given the circumstances that happened on that Monday night game. And, you know, there's so much we have to be thankful for and grateful for, and the opportunities that we have. Why not give it to y'all while you can? Because you never know when it could be done.
Now, I ask you, does that sound like somebody that will play it in a compromised manner next Sunday or Saturday, whenever they play it again? Does that sound like a guy who will be less than 100% into the game?
No.
No. So you know what? As of now, Rhea, I hereby decree that all fears and concerns about the health of Jalen Hurts should end. I am not a physician.
No.
Right? But I am hearing here, first of all, a commitment to winning that is extraordinary. Unbelievable. It every time that kid talks, I get more excited about how important this is to him. Not everybody feels that way. Now, he's going to get paid whether they win or lose next weekend. He's going to get a big deal.
Well, I mean, that's the NFL. I mean, look at who's going to be more of a concern for you playing hurt, the quarterback or the lineman in front of him?
That is a
great. Oh. Al Morgani.
All right, hold on. I'm going to let me give some numbers out, because I got a wide open board right now, and that is something. That is really
now
a good
that's
question.
That's a worry.
Hold on. 215. Do you know right now the lines are wide open before the playoffs? Jump on board, people. Let's crank this up. I know you wait for Wizzle Weasel. Get on now. Let's do this. Let's talk. Ah, wow. So you talk about Lane Johnson.
Well, yeah, he's the guy. You know he's going to. Like Hurts, we don't know, and he doesn't know. Lane Johnson knows he's not going to be 100%. He knows 100% he's not going to be 100%.
Oh, without a doubt. In fact, I don't think, Al, he's even going to test it until the end of next week.
He's not
just
gonna
to see where the physical contact's going to be.
He was doing conditioning drills.
Yeah. All right, now, fortunately, in my brain, I have stored a stat that has always blown my mind. Because I never give full, total, you know, power over to linemen.
Yeah,
I always go, oh, the quarterbacks, he's the key guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the Eagles, including the victory Sunday, which was extremely unimpressive, have won 10 games and lost 22 when Lane Johnson did not start the game.
Yeah.
10 and 22. Whoever has that impact on a team? Whoever does?
Aside from a quarterback, nobody. Yeah.
And so what do you think on him, Al? They're probably not going to know for sure until a couple snaps, right?
Oh, they're going to
know. Until he's hitting people.
No, they're going to know he's not 100%.
Will he suddenly? He hasn't given up a hit on the quarterback this season.
Yeah.
Not a hit. Never mind a sack.
Jeez.
Not a hit
this
season.
Yeah.
Do you mean to tell me that guy is all of a sudden going to be a sieve? Are we going to go, wow, Andre Dillard out there?
If I'm the coordinator on the other side, I know what.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the side you're focusing on. Yeah.
I am fascinated. Al, you are right that this may be misdirection. they're getting us all to watch Hurts, and the real story is Johnson, Lane Johnson. How well will he be able to play a week from now? It's exciting. It's playoff time. Mike is checking in with us from Douglasville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Mike, what do you think on Hurts? How hurt is Hurts?
To be honest, I think they're just kind of BSing a little bit right now.
That's correct.
I think it's been, almost 4 weeks now?
It's been a month.
Yep.
So, they're sitting there calling it, when there was an AC sprain, it was 1 to 2 weeks. Now it's an SC sprain. They're saying 4 to 5 or whatever. I mean, you're sitting there looking at him throw the ball down the field. And I've had many shoulder issues in my life. And granted, I've never played at an NFL level or anything like that. But I at least was in the military where I was doing a lot of physical activity. And I can tell you, if you can sit there and you can do what he's doing, it's going to be sore. But, that long of a wait in between – the injury and coming back, I don't think he's going to be really all that banged up for this game next week.
And Mike, keep in mind the coach has already indicated to us that this player has superhuman healing.
That's a bunch of, you know.
No, Rhea, do I have to play it again for you? The guy said he's a superhuman healer.
Okay.
And it's going to take 5 weeks to recover from a sprayed shoulder? That's ridiculous.
Listen,
that's ridiculous.
I've roasted these coaches on these airwaves for countless weeks. And the one thing that I haven't really done is roast Sirianni.
Yeah.
But the amount of nonsense that comes out of that guy's mouth some days is just absolutely ridiculous. I listen to his press conference, and I find myself after like 30 seconds of him answering a yes or no question, and like just tuned out. So,
right.
I mean, I'm hoping we can, you know, kind of shorten up some of these answers, but I mean, it's been 2 years. I don't think so.
Mike, we get transcripts.
Oh, they're tough. They take a while.
There's like a question, Mike, and then it's like 2 pages of answers.
And that's only taco soup.
Mike, thank you very much. Hold on. I'm hearing this taco soup. Do we have taco soup back there? Has anybody got taco soup? Rhea, you usually order a Taco Tuesday.
We did play it on Wednesday.
All right, let me play it again. This is, I believe, an example of Mike from Douglasville, what he was saying about Nick.
When you go back and I make taco soup sometimes for my family. I make the taco soup how I made it the last time because my kids don't love it, but my wife likes it. So I make the taco soup the way I did last time. And then, you know, why do my kids not like it? Well, because I didn't give them enough Fritos on the side, right? So then I'll maybe add a couple Fritos. So it's like you have a plan. I'll probably get made fun of for that, but that's okay.
All right, that went on a while.
It's annoying, yet makes it more endearing.
I got to be, I'm charmed by that stuff.
And you know what the craziest thing was?
Yeah.
Al had just had taco soup.
He had?
Yes.
That's
not a
surprising.
Soup person.
I never had it before in my life, and it just coincidentally, I left half of it.
But. All right, let me explain the difference between Sirianni and Andy Reid. Sirianni will do 10 minutes on how to make taco soup. Andy will just be eating it while he does the news conference. It's the only difference. 215. I got lines for you. I got Cowboy Dan and I got you. Come on, guys, jump on board. I got a great first question today. And I don't normally do much hockey talk this time of the year.
Right.
But John Tortorella did something that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should all do more of it.
What is it?
He started to crack back on technology. and I like the concept that you ban certain items of technology from certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a cool thing. Here are your numbers, 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 617. All right, welcome back. It's a Football Friday. We are live here at Borgata, right in front of the Gypsy Bar. If you're in the area in Atlantic City, come on by. Rhea's back at the station. Ava's back at the station. We got our first of 2 questions of the day. Ava, what do we got?
Well, brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find the roads at ArminChevy.com. There are 6 NFL playoff games on TV between Saturday and Monday. How many will you watch? 1 to 2, 3 to 4, 5, all 6.
All right, now I must start. Before I answer the question, I would like to bring in Mr. A.J. Brown, who is one of the great strides forward this season because he's awesome. And he was asked yesterday how much of these games he'll watch on the bye week, and here's what he said.
I mean, I'm going to check the scores. Sometimes it depends on who's playing. Sometimes how I am, it just depends on who's playing, who I'm going to watch. And if certain teams play, I'm not going to watch.
All right, I'm going to put him down a 1 to 2.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. The NFL playoffs are the number one entertainment item for people in America the next several weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy who plays at a high level, Al, will not be watching every minute of every game.
That's interesting.
That is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the 3 to 4 category.
Really?
Next year I will be in the 6 category, but 3 to 4 because 2 of the games are after my bedtime.
Even
I will
on
catch
a Saturday?
Up on those. No, Saturday I'm off.
Okay.
Sunday and Monday I got to sleep.
Gotcha.
Although I will catch up on the games, and the Monday game to me is the most exciting. Because it could knock out either Tom Brady or the Cowboys.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for either of those things happening. I'm in the 3 to 4 Rhea, where are you?
I'm probably five. Just five. Because I have a birthday party like late tomorrow afternoon, so I probably won't see most of the Seahawks 49ers
game. All right, that game has suddenly got interesting to me. We're going to do a whole Rudy guide in the next segment. That game's more interesting now because it's going to be raining. It could be serious rain, and that could give the Seahawks a better shot. Johnson, what do you got here?
I love Wild Card Weekend. I will try my hardest to watch all six.
He's going to watch all six, Al, and he works around the house a lot, building sheds and things. Mm. All right, Al, what about you?
Probably three.
Three?
Two or three. Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to guess in our city all six wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we love football, and this is fun. I already announced yesterday. I told my wife, any social activities, cease and desist at 4:15 Saturday.
And she was seen dancing through the house.
And it's a big change from every other weekend.
All right, shut up. Ava, what are you watching? How many?
I will probably watch some of all six. That's how I can put it.
All right, that's fine. And
like,
your
it will
husband?
Be on, like, Bill, like, Bill will be... It will be on. I'm going over to my buddy Greg's on Saturday. We're like helping move a furniture and stuff. It will be on. It will just be on all my friends' houses.
All right. Well, please understand. Mm-hmm. This is the best weekend of all the football weekends because there's six of these games, mm-hmm. including Monday night. Next week, you're down to four. Uh-huh. The following week, Al, you're down to two. Uh-huh. Then you wait 2 weeks for the final game. So this is the buffet. Next week, you're getting entrees. The following week, you're getting what they call tapas. What's that called?
Who?
That's little plates.
That is
little plate tapas.
Little plates kind of thing. Yeah. So enjoy,
oh my God.
Enjoy this. Maria.
What?
I'm here to instruct.
Enjoy your tapas.
You're going to have tapas. I got a great story to tell you. I got my Wizard of Weasel in the next segment. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to pronounce a name. So I went on the internet.
Yeah, right? They get the pronunciation
guide. They were doing a report on it. I clicked on a report. Mm-hmm. And the people doing the report, it was from Nickelodeon. It was little kids. Yeah. I went with their pronunciation.
Yeah, that's probably good.
They would know, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do they know? I'm going with the pronunciation of the kids from Nickelodeon.
That makes sense.
And as I'm doing this, Dave Breitmeyer walks in.
Yeah.
And he sees me watching Nickelodeon. At 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
He shot me a look like, boy, you really lost it, haven't you, old man? Then I flashed my New Balance sneakers, and he felt a new
Then it was respect. Over.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Cowboy Dan is on the line. Hi, Danny.
Good morning. How you doing, Angelo, Ree, everybody
great.
Else?
Dan, are you getting excited? Your team plays Monday night, right?
Yes, I'm getting excited. I'm more excited about playing the Eagles the following weekend because you sound nervous.
I'm not at all nervous. That's who I want. Dan, you understand, I am actually going to root for the Niners, and I'm going to root for the Vikings because I want you to beat Tom Brady, and then we're going to kick your ass. We're going to kick your ass.
No. Okay, all right. If you win, I'll wear an Eagle hat for a week.
All right, that's good. And if I win, I'll wear Dallas Cowboy diapers.
No.
Yeah, because that's what I want to do, that Cowboy star. All right, Diddy, anything else you want to say?
Regardless what happens, y'all have to beat San Francisco.
Dan, thank you for the call. I read something that that gave me a lot of encouragement about that. The playoffs are an entirely different entity mm-hmm. from the regular season.
Yeah.
You have no rookie quarterback has ever won the Super Bowl in his rookie year. All right. Mm-hmm. And this guy, Al, is not just a rookie quarterback. He's the last pick in the whole draft, Brock Purdy.
Yeah, Mr.
I believe, and that's what's going to be interesting about that game tomorrow, is it going to be the same world for a kid who was Mr. Irrelevant in the playoffs against a quality opponent and a very good coach? Mm-hmm. I don't think it is.
Jonathan Gannon will have a lot be riding on that.
Well, I have a feeling, Rhea, that I'm not ruling out the Seahawks to win. I got to do one other thing right here because I want to – this is really an interesting little twist to what's going on with Dallas Flyers right now. They won six out of the last seven.
Six out of seven.
Somewhere in here, Al Tortorella, who I love as a coach, by the way, he did something I find to be dramatic and very old school.
Yeah.
He banned iPads from the bench.
Yeah.
Was that seven games ago?
The last game was the first game they beat.
So wait, so they were winning. They had won five out of six.
They had lost to Toronto. Then they beat Buffalo. Then he banned the.
All right. iPad. Here's what he said about it.
We took the video. What do you call on the bench? I'm just lost my train. We took them off the bench. We don't have them on the bench anymore because I just want them worrying about the next shift, and I think it's a major problem with us understanding momentums of the game. You can't understand momentums of a game if you're looking at the iPad all the time. So we took them off. We're not even going to use them, so they watch the game and see what's next.
Wow, I like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, then I started to think, well, no, this is a bigger thing than that. How many people listening right now have kids, all right, let's say 12 or older, who are allowed to have the cell phones at the dinner table?
Mm-hmm.
Are they really engaged in family situations?
No.
Rhea, you have a son who is 12. Does he have a cell phone?
Yeah, of course he does.
Well, does he bring it to the dinner table?
Yes, but
not good.
When he starts to play the YouTube instead of talking to us, I make him put it down.
All right, but is he ever consulting the phone while enjoying a fine meal you are prepared?
No, when we eat dinner, the phone is down.
The phone is down.
Yeah.
See, Al, this is the thing. Tortorella's onto something bigger here.
Yeah.
We should be banning technology from all things where it would become a distraction, right? Don't you experience the game better looking on the ice than you would if you were looking down at a tablet?
Yeah, I guess you do. I do think these kids learn with video a lot, but I can see
during
his point.
During a break.
But there's a time for it.
I can see his point during a game, I guess, with what's going on with a young team. That you want, because they'd lost a lot of games where they were up, and then the flow started going the other way. He wants them to be in the moment, I guess.
Yeah, emotionally invested.
Right. In the
Your
moment.
Kids are young, right, Johnson?
Yeah, they're all in that cell phone age.
They are in the cell phone
age?
Oh, yeah,
they all have cell phones, all three
of them. What's your policy?
They have to leave their cell phones in the other room for dinner.
That's leadership. No, that right there, Al, that's John Johnson leadership.
No, the biggest problem with them is trying to get them to put it to not look at it while they're walking down the steps.
Oh, that's like, fair. That's another level. I just want to know if anybody has the John Johnson ban on technology at the dinner table.
Like when
or
you're
in other settings.
No, when you're aware of how addicting it can be and you see them doing it, you got to be proactive about
no,
it.
No, it's not good. My wife, when I'm watching TV, I was playing some Candy Crush thing. She's been playing it for years. You know what I said to her the other day? I said, Ma, are you like world-class level? You've played it so much. But she does it to stay awake watching TV.
I like it when there's people at the table, like from around other people, friends or whatever, and somebody else texts you like, she's out of her mind.
Yeah. You like that?
I have done that, Al.
That would not be a first for real. What are your rules on technology, people? Let's jump in with that one. Joe's up next for West Philly. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Angelo? How you doing, my man?
All right, Joe, listen, you've been hearing all this stuff about Hurts' condition. What do you think?
I think it's camp up. I think Hurts is perfectly going to be fine.
Yeah.
I think he's been well rested for the last 3 weeks now.
Yep.
The Eagles finished the season before. I mean, I think the thing was the Eagles just ended the season so early, at 14 games, they really, you know what I mean, put everything away. So I mean, I think they just had a little downslide, but I expect him when he comes back. I think he's going to be running 4-3s, and everybody else is going to be running 4-7s.
Well, there's another thing too, Joe. This actually didn't work out badly because I wouldn't have wanted him coming back for the playoffs with 5 weeks off. He got to play some last week. He got to experience it again, and that's going to be a benefit when he gets into the playoffs next week. I think this worked out okay, and I do not believe he will be impeded in any way next weekend.
Nah, the way these guys practice, man, the way he's focused and practicing and intent on that kind of thing, I think that's not the thing that's going to slow him down. I think he's going to be, well fresh. I think he's going to look fresher than everybody, hopefully. You know what I mean? When his playoffs start next week.
It's going to be fun, Joe. Thank you for the call.
And do you really think this is going to be like a 5-week long rope-a-dope that Hurts is fine
yes.
and they're just
No, really? I don't. He was injured. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He was injured. And he was injured to the point where they wouldn't let him play. He would have played. You understand? He would have missed no games.
Sure.
He would have played every game.
But that's his mindset. That's what makes him great.
And that's what I love about him. He would have played every game. But if I got a coach telling me that he's healing so much faster that it's like superhuman, and then the next week he's telling me, wow, he's hurting like hell, that's baloney.
And
those two things don't fit together.
And yesterday when he wasn't throwing at practice?
That was a ruse. Do you understand? R-U-S-E. It was a charade. It was to make the media think he's worse.
I don't know, man.
And all of the key, what you need to hear the most is what he's talking about. What an opportunity this is. He called it the opportunity of a lifetime. That is a man who wants to win it all right now and knows how big a chance this is. He's not giving you anything. He doesn't care about his body. He cares about winning. And that's what I love about that young man. 215, but he's not my winner of the week.
Oh.
215. Well, not he didn't play that great. 215-592-9495. I'm going to give you the winners of the week, and we're going to give you – I'm going to give you my Rudy guide, Al. You see if you agree with me on who you should root for in these games.
Yeah.
Because we got six of them, and there's – all of these games, there's some reason to root one way over the other. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 637.
If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. And they can help you, too. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Just go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
All right, welcome back. 6:42. It's a Football Friday here live from the Borgata. And this is the finest weekend for football fans of the year because you get six juicy games all with the season on the line. You can't get any better than that. Mike Lombardi, I'll check in with us at the top of the hour with some of his thoughts on this stuff. Let's go through the six, and I'll tell you where I'm sitting on this. Seattle at San Francisco. Interesting what's happened there. Al, the betting has swung more towards Seattle. They were at one point 12-point underdogs. It's 9.5 now here at BetMGM.
Yeah.
Right here. I just went over the thing.
That's
it's
a pretty big
half.
Line. Yeah.
Right. It's still a big ride. But the rain and the wind that it's going to be. They're having a lot of problems with the weather on the West Coast.
Nasty.
It's 4:30 tomorrow. Al, I'm rooting for the Seahawks because if the Seahawks somehow could beat the Niners, you would be eliminating the biggest threat in the NFC. Yet they are by far the best defense.
Yeah.
They don't have Jonathan Gannon as their coordinator. And that would be a much easier game for the Eagles if they face the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So that would be ideal. It's unlikely, but you should root for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
We all agree with that, Rhea? You on board with that
Correct,
one?
Correct, yes.
All right, we're all right there. Then we go the Chargers at the Jaguars. Hello. Oh,
One's easy.
That's easy.
What are you doing there, Al?
Well, that's easy. It's a home game. It's a home team.
Doug Peterson, Saturday night. Yeah. I enjoyed last Saturday night. I plan to enjoy this one, too.
Yeah.
With my man Doug moving to the next round. How great is that?
Yep.
How good a coach is he that he took that horrible Urban Meyer train wreck and in 1 year got him in the playoffs and won the division? Yeah.
Isn't
not
it
a
nice,
great record.
Isn't it nice, too, to have like a legit team to root for, not like here's my options, I guess I'll root for this team, to root for it's like watching the Eagles.
Can I ask you something, Johnson, because this is just my own personal crusade. Do you think more fans will be rooting for in a game not involving the Eagles, more fans will be rooting for Doug Peterson or Andy Reid?
Doug, of course. Doug,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'd like to, you know, I won't ask that as a poll question because I think the results could make me sad.
No, it'll be Doug.
Yeah, it'll be Doug.
I guarantee you it'll be Doug.
Maybe I'll put that in then.
Make you feel
but
good.
But then if it goes the other way, I'm mad at you. So understand.
Don't worry, it won't go that way.
All right, fine. Next game is the Dolphins at the Bills. This one is fascinating to me because I now have found that I am a Bills fan because of DeMar Hamlin's start.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, Al, that has made me, I want them to go far. In fact,
yeah.
Honestly, I would like them to beat Reed. So they're going to need to win a couple games here. I am a Bills fan because of that story.
Yeah, but Tua's not going to play, so
yeah,
that
Tua's
should be
out.
Pretty
that,
easy.
So
right?
That line is out.
The line is 13.
Outrageous.
That's the biggest spread.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the biggest spread.
I don't even know who the quarterback is.
He's good. Thompson.
Skyler something?
Skyler somebody.
Skyler
somebody.
Yeah. Exactly. He stinks. That's probably like, going to the Bills.
I love you. Don't even know anything about him. He stinks.
No, Rhea, if he was good, he would be a starter or a backup. He's their third stringer. He stinks.
It was the casual nature in which you said it.
I understand that. All right, anyway, so we all got the Bills in that one. Giants at Vikings.
Hmm.
Here's where I'm going to split from you, Al. I don't want to face the Giants again. It's this old thing where you don't want to try to beat a team three times in the same season.
That's so stupid.
And
no, really, if you've beaten a team, I mean, does that make any sense at any level?
It makes a lot of sense.
It makes no sense at
Brian
all.
Brian Daboll's a very good coach.
It makes no sense. If you've beaten a team twice, you're going to beat them again.
I see the Vikings as less of a threat than the Giants.
Oh, that's true.
All right, let's get the Giants out now.
Although you get to make fun of that receiver.
Rhea, who do you got in that one? Who you got there?
I think the Giants.
You got the. You want the Giants to win.
I think
you would like them to come here for a second time this year.
Did you see what they did to them the first time?
I don't care.
With
I don't,
their full complement of players.
You know what else too? At this point, assuming that San Francisco has won, and I'm starting to go. You know what? I want to set it up so we're facing the Cowboys.
No, I don't think he's asking who do you think's going to win, Rhea.
Who are you rooting for? This is a rooting guide, Rhea.
Giants.
Giants.
Yeah.
It's really it's unwise. Right. The next game.
It's unwise.
Now, that's Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Ravens at Bengals. I know what I'm rooting for here. I am hoping that at some point Chris Collinsworth screams and gets laryngitis.
What?
I don't want him in the rest of the playoffs.
Lamar's probably not going to play because they're so stupid with the contract thing down there.
I'm rooting against Chris Collinsworth. I hate him.
Well.
And then Monday night.
You just jumped over it like that.
Well, who's winning?
Well, which team?
Which team?
Oh, I don't care. I don't care who's winning. Doesn't matter, man. I don't really care. I only care about the broadcast.
All right.
Who do you have in now?
I want Cincinnati to win.
You do?
Yeah. All right. A little Hollywood.
Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
All right, little Joe Burrow. Rhea, Cincy, you're going for Cincy there?
Cincy, yes.
And I don't care about the game. All right, finally, Monday night, all right? This is the best game to me. It's the Cowboys against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. At that point, if it's lining up the way I want it to.
Yeah, it won't matter who.
I am rooting hard for Dallas.
No.
The Cowboys here the next weekend so I can flush Christmas Eve.
Wait a minute. You don't have the Cowboys here next weekend if you're – what's going –
Yeah. No, I have already told
if
you.
If he has Seattle so winning, Seattle, yeah, it won't be.
It'll be Seattle.
No, but Seattle's not going to win. So I'm going to get to that game, and I need the
Cowboys.
If anybody
takes this and, like, really
No, this is called, Rhea, this is called a rooting guide.
A deep dive investigation into it will make zero sense.
How dare you root for the Cowboys?
No, I will
How dare you?
Them. I will root for them so they can come here and get rolled. That's why I'll root for them. And that is my rooting guide.
Okay.
As usual.
A lot of addendums on that thing.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not an Eagles game.
It was
game,
not a but connect the dots weren't that easy there.
Let me tell you about Simon John. He's on the line right now. Al, Simon John's setups for the game are so popular now.
Right.
I am getting requests that they be podcast out so people can hear them more than once.
Oh, cool.
But Simon John, you are a superstar this season. I hope you know that.
You're the superstar. You've been the superstar for 30 years, baby. Well, you're the man.
John, you are too kind. John, what are you going to do this weekend? You watching a lot of football?
I'm watching football. I have no parties this weekend. I'm just watching football for 3 straight days.
All right. Who do you want the Eagles to face?
I'd rather play Tampa Bay if I had my choice.
Wow, really? You want to go after Brady?
Who cares about Brady? Their defense they're the weakest defense of the teams that are left. Brady, they got one player. The Giants' defensive line is too strong. I don't want to see him in Hurts' first again. They beat him up with second stringers last week.
You're right. You're right. But you worried about Gannon versus Brady?
No, not worried about Gannon. Gannon, the Eagles are fine.
We got two
games to win, and we're going to Arizona. I'd rather see Dallas lose this weekend. What are you, nuts? Who wants to root for them?
No, I got to flush Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. My whole holiday was ruined, John. I need it back. If the Eagles win, I'm putting a tree back up.
What?
I'm re-celebrating Christmas.
What's going on here?
I'm putting a tree up.
I like that idea.
Right, Rhea? Christmas resumes.
Yes.
Eagles won. That's the way I want to do it. It'd be fun. All right, John, what do you think? I got to ask you one other thing, and I'm very curious. Who do you fear the most as an opponent? What team? Is it the Niners like so many people think? What do you think?
No, I want to play the Niners. My biggest fear is Minnesota.
Wow, really?
They got too many players. They got a great running back, great receiver. You don't want to go there, thank God, but they still can make it. I don't want to play them. That's my biggest fear.
No, that's right.
I don't fear
Jefferson.
The
Jefferson, nobody can stop Jefferson. That's a very good point, John. Very good point. All right, you will be ready next Friday for your setup for the big one, right, Johnny?
Of course. We got three left, Angelo. Only three.
You're looking live. I love you, John. You're the best. Thank you, pal. All right, let's add some winners and weasels to the mix. Mm-hmm. And, Johnson, can you tell us what we're playing for
today? Sure, a plethora of prizes. We have a $50 Visa gift card, an Eagles NFC East Division Champion T-shirt and hat, a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show, and a $25 gift card to Philly Soft Pretzel Factory.
And I want you to understand how big these games have gotten. In attendance here at Borgata Rhea Hughes is your favorite Winners and Weasels player, Jerry Petty. He is standing across from us right now.
Well, that's
wearing
nice.
Eagles jacket, Eagles hat. Can't wait to play the game. So, Jerry, you get to hear this live right now. My winner of the week, Al.
Yeah.
And this is where I got help on how to pronounce the name from the Nickelodeon kids. Naheem Hines, opening kickoff. By the way, the Bills would have deferred if they won the toss. They did not win the toss. We had DeMar Hamlin watching the game from his hospital bed. This was the opening kickoff of the game.
We're underway as New England decided to defer after winning the toss. And here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for DeMar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
Now, I know what you're saying. It was the most amazingly timed moment of the season.
It's going to be part
of
amazing. The movie.
But, I mean, Hines ain't that good. It was kind of fluky. It was not fluky. Later in the game, Al, he did it again. 101 yards.
That is a special teams problem on the other side.
Oh, no, without a doubt. Yeah. We better worry about if we have to face the Bills. Here's what you need to know.
What?
That's what you do to win Winner of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
You got to beat Naheem Hines. All right? On Weasel of the Week. Wow. Again, not a local one because it was so outrageous. It also ties in to the Hamlin story. This is a human jackass.
Oh,
His name is Quay Walker.
Oh, God.
And Quay Walker, the week after Hamlin's life was saved by the people, the medics on the field, he decided to make a statement about the medics on the field as well. Listen.
And the athletic training staff from Detroit out to look at DeAndre Swift, who has battled through injuries throughout this season.
Somebody from the defensive interior, was that Jaron Reed?
A flag was blown here, too. There was a lot of jawing going on around Swift as the athletic training staff was looking at him. Oh, he pushed a member of the athletic training staff. That's ridiculous. Wow.
If there's ever a reason to never push the athletic trainers, this would certainly be that week.
He shoved a trainer while he was helping
an injured
player.
He's a low
life. Unbelievable.
All right. He is from the Packers. Here's a shocking twist to the story, though. So a couple of days later, the NFL announces that it was bad, like we didn't know, yeah. and that they plan to fine him. But there are no plans to suspend him.
It was his second time he did it.
He did something else they with a personnel guy of the other team. Yep. On the sideline, he was seen crying in the tunnel afterwards. And then said that he can't believe he was that stupid twice. Well, he's my Weasel of the Week. Nyheim Hines, Winner of the Week. Quay Walker, Weasel of the Week. Jump on now. We got some good stuff for you. And Julie and Shorty, you guys don't leave me because they have rules like Johnson on when people are allowed to use technology.
No technology here,
and
please.
And I got to get that going, too, because that's an interesting thing that John Tortorella is doing. Now, John Tortorella, is he the coach of the year in the NHL?
Unfortunately, coach of the year in the NHL is going to be Dave Haxton.
WIP Sports Time 656. Let me tell you right now about what's going on with your pet. You know, it's a brand new year. You want to make sure your beloved pet is taken care of well. So you need to make a stop at Dogs and Cats Rule Stores. In fact, take your pet with you. George Prate, the lead dog of those stores, he loves your pet the way you do. So whatever it is they need, they're going to need the best foods. You're going to get that at Dogs and Cats Rule. Premium raw, freeze-dried, gently cooked, dehydrated, all the kibble and cans you could ever see before. And you're also going to get a line of supplements to help with digestion, skin and coat, calming, hip and joint issues. You're going to get anything you need to take care of your pet and to pamper them. You're going to put on maybe some Eagle stuff right now, bandanas, jerseys, beds, toys. He's got all that stuff, too, at the 7 Dogs and Cats Rule locations. These include in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, New Hope, Maple Glen, Bluebell, Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Brought to you by NJ Diet.
It's not the first time I've done it, though. It's happened a number of times. I think this has been a very public venture, but I've been able to navigate that, and I have no problem with doing that. That's a thing that I have to kind of get my mind right to do, and you know, it takes what it takes. At the end of the day, if you want something done, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Jalen Hurts talking about his recovery from a shoulder injury appeared to be limited at practice. Helpful, the Eagles, of course, have a bye this weekend as they await their opponent after wild card weekend. Josh Sweat returned to practice. He had injured his neck in the Saints game, and punter Aaron Sippus got the boot off his injured foot, hopes to be back for the divisional round. Sixers fell to Oklahoma City 133-114. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 pounds plus in as little as 40 days with NJ Diet. Schedule your consult today. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or visit njdiet.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast brought to you by Bud Light. Showers in the morning, clearing later with temperatures dropping. It is currently 54. Join Ava Graham at Springfield Country Club tonight at 6 p.m. for an Eagles playoff pep rally. Meet Brandon Graham and win tickets to next week's playoff game. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.